Can you talk a little bit about some of the new agents that are being studied in colorectal cancer and where you see them heading?
Well, there are a number of newer agents that are coming into the clinic, and I think we're struggling with how to best develop them, given the embarrassment of riches that we're presented with. 10 years ago, it was 5-FU one way or 5-FU the other way, and now, if you include capecitabine, we've got basically 4 cytotoxics and 2 antibodies in all the combinations and sequences. So it's hard to know where to insert new agents in this setting. And when talking about new agents, it's really important to think about them in terms of pathways, because there are a number of different agents that work on these different pathways. So for angiogenesis, there's VEGF-TRAP, which is similar to bevacizumab in terms of binding the ligand, but it has a little bit broader activity because it's composed of receptors from the VEGF-R1 and R2, so it binds more isoforms of VEGF than bevacizumab. Then there are the small molecule inhibitors. We've already seen fetalinib or PTK787 in first line and second line in the confirmed trials that really did not show a benefit, but I believe that drug will continue to be developed on a twice-a-day schedule instead of once a day, and particularly targeting the group that seemed to benefit and confirm, which was patients with high LDH. And in that setting, LDH may be a marker for angiogenesis through the HIF-1-alpha pathway. So there is actually a scientific rationale why that might be the case.
Can you divert into that a little bit more, exactly why this serum LDH would tie into that pathway?
When the cells become more hypoxic, that activates HIF-1-alpha, which stimulates VEGF production but also LDH. So that more hypoxic cells do produce more LDH in the serum, and it may be just a secondhand marker for anti-angiogenic activity. Unfortunately, today we have no good surrogate marker to tell us, you know, who's got a lot of VEGF or who doesn't have as much VEGF and who might benefit more from bevacizumab or drugs in this pathway.
Can you talk a little bit more about VEGF-TRAP? What kind of substance is it?
VEGF-TRAP is similar to an antibody in that it has the Fc receptor part of an immunoglobulin. So that part of the protein is the same as a normal antibody. But instead of having the specific binding sites on the kind of the Y of the antibody, what it has is 2 proteins that are actually the receptor domains of the VEGF receptor. So it's a cross between the receptor molecule binding part for VEGF1 and VEGF2 stuck together with an immunoglobulin tail. So it's kind of a pseudo antibody that, instead of binding to a particular epitope on VEGF, has actually got the receptor to soak up the ligand. So that's like basically having a soluble receptor that can bind your ligand in the serum before it gets to the receptor on the capillaries.